5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识它的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。
Hi everyone，
大家好，
I am 黄色背景 Jerry，
我是爆炸头 Alex，我在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
And I'm broadcasting from Tokyo.
Hot.
Welcome to season 3 of the 5 minutes English show. Shut up.
好，今天在我们微信公众号里回复3036就可以看到今天的文稿了。杰瑞啊，我们上次不是说了这个 throw 对吧？是这么读吧 ？throw。
throw yeah.
死肉。throw 对吧？这个 throw 啊，除了这个丢掉这个意思啊，还有其他意思吗？比如说像 throw a party 不就是举办的意思吗？对吧 ？throw， 那 throw something on 这个 throw 就是穿戴的这个意思，
yeah,
是吧
？Yeah， we also say chuck something on。
啊 ，chuck， 哎，你怎么拼啊 ？chuck？
C H U C K， chuck。
哦 ，C H U C K， chuck something on 也是穿什么东西穿上去是吧
？Yes， that's right。
哦，比如说 Jerry chuck bra on， 就是。
Okay.
对吧对吧
对对对，你等一下啊， I'm gonna get rid of a spider。
又来哟，又有 spider。 oh, 你也是 spider man， 你是专门打 spider 的 man。
Yes， so as mentioned by Alex、throw has many different meanings which are all used slightly differently depending、on the context。 So throw can mean to toss、right, to throw away、to give、to throw someoneA towel.、Sorry, to throw someone their bag.、put on something, to throw on some clothes.、but also throw can mean to give up、or to surrender.、So for example,、there's a very common、idiom called, there's a very common idiom known as throw in the towel,、which means quitting.
Oh, throw 也有这个放弃的意思，放弃投降的意思。
Yes.
比如说这个throw in the tower
tower
towel 啊，毛巾就是 towel， 塔就 tower。
Yes, that's right.
我老读不准 towel、throw in the towel 就是把毛巾扔出去，
这不是扔进去吗？
哦，也是啊。啊，对对对对，啊，扔进去扔进去。好，哎，那你有没有扔过肥皂啊？
Shut up.
Throw the 肥皂。
Okay, throw in the soap. Pick up the soap.
Naked pick up the soap.
So basically this idiom came from boxing、because in a boxing match、so there'll、be the boxer in the ring, and then he'll have a coach or a manager outside the ring. And basically、when the coach thinks that the boxer cannot continue or will be in danger if he continues、he will throw in the towel、which means to surrenderthe fight、yeah, so that's where it came from、
所以这个 throw in the towel 是读 towel 吧
yeah. Oh, so good、
throw in the towel 那是学得快。
OK 孺子可教也、
throw in the towel 指的就是投降放弃，举白旗嘛，对吧？
Yeah, like put up a white flag.
比如说 Tom is going to throw the towel.
Throw in the towel.
Throw in the towel until he catches Jerry, 对吧？然后就被 Jerry 扭。
你这句子完全读错了、好吧？
有吗？你来读。
Tom is not going to throw in the towel until he catches Jerry.
哎，没有，我跟你说，这种就是，经常我犯的错误就是读一句句子会跳的。
Do you do that when you read Chinese too?Just like skip a few words.
Yes.
Okay.
这叫速读，这是一个能力，好吗
？Okay. Okay.
只是把一些关键的词给跳掉了。
Okay.
All
right.
没有，我跟你说，以前在国内上课的时候，然后那种考试上不是考英文的时候，不是做阅读嘛
？Yeah.
经常就是，叭叭叭叭读跳，叭叭读跳，跳的都是关键的。
Okay.
然后整篇文章看下来就看懂了 ，this is that is, yes because 这种字。
All right.
我重新读一遍啊，这就是 Tom is not going to throw in the towel until he catches Jerry， 对吧
？Yes.
然后 Jerry、
right.
就被揉虐了，不对，就被 Jerry 揉虐了，对吧
？OK.
哎，是这样用吗
？Yes, that's right.
哎，你们用的是白毛巾吗
？Shut up. Yeah, so
yeah,、
there's other words like throw up one's hands, which is like,、you know, when the police
I know.
Point their gun at you, they're like, put up your hands, and then you have to like、put up your hands. Yeah, that kind of thing.
然后把裤子给脱了。
Excuse me.
、throw up one's hands, 就把手举起来，对吧？交枪不杀，对吧 ？Jerry is ready to throw up his hands anytime. Jerry 已经做好随时把手举起来的准备了。
Excuse me. Yeah, so throwing the towel means to like give up, right? Because you can't win.、So basically, there are also phrases like throwing a game or throwing a fight.、it's similar to giving up, but the difference is that when you throw a game, it means you、lose on purpose.
Oh.
So you deliberately lose.
有目的的输掉比赛
Yes, so you can get money or something.
就踢假球嘛
Yeah.
对吧 ？Throw a game 或 throw a fight， 其实就放水，故意放水。
Yes, that's right。
其实就是有目的的去输掉这场比赛。
Yes。
其实中国经常，中国以前不是出过一次大事你知道吗？就是中国的金哨，然后被抓起来，就是因为控制了很多的假球。
Yes, I'm not surprised.
You're not surprised.
I'm not surprised about most things. Like if people are like, you know.America's gonna. Oh, I shouldn't say that.
啊，你刚才说的什么能播吗
？No. For example, right, Woolix will never throw away a fight under any circumstances.
你他妈每次都要改掉这个主语的啊
？Because he thinks that it is disrespectful to his opponent.
就是说无论什么情况下 ，Jerry 都不会在战斗中放肥皂的。
Excuse me.
啊，放水。对吧？因为这样是，他觉得对他的对手的不尊重。
Yes，
是吧，杰瑞
？Yes， that's right。
就不用肥皂就可以直接上了嘛。
Yeah， so a person can throw his weight around as well. So basically, it means、someone is trying to bully other people, using their position of power.
Throw one's weight around 就是卖弄这个权力，利用自己的职位。然后去影响其他的、影响一些事情对吧只会比如说指使他人做什么什么事啊
Yes, that's right、
搞一些这种投机倒把、不是投机倒把这种 on the table 的事情哎、
yeah.
这个是肯定是贬义的嘛就一定是在利用自己的权利做 on the table 的事情、
It just means that like for example you're abusing your power like you're bullying other people becauseYou're bullying other people for no reason other than because you have power.
那就是贬义的了，因为已经 bullying 了嘛，
yeah.
对吧？
Yeah. Exactly. So, the new manager Woolix tried to impress the team by throwing his weight around. Literally, he has a lot of weight on him. However, it seemed to have the reverse effect, as all the girls think he is ugly and fat.
好了，今天的节目就到这里了，大家再见啊！妈的，这他妈就没什么好翻的了。Jerry， 还有什么 throw 呢？
Throw someone a curve.
Throw someone a curve， 就是丢一个曲线球，对吧？意思就是不打直球，专门打弯的。
Yes，
给人带来一个 surprise attack。
Yes， surprise attack。
Surprise attack 有惊无喜的一个大问题，对吧？就 Jerry、第一次遇见 Tom 的时候，就是不打直的。就打弯的
Excuse me
哎他妈让你说我哎我问你啊直的是 straight 对吧那你是弯的怎么说呢、
It's bent or not straight、yeah. You don't say curve Because、straight is like a straight line And bent is like the line is not straight But curve is like this So it's a bit different、
yeah. 其实跟中文的表达是不一样的、
okay.
中文表达弯的就是Curve,
okay.
曲线嘛
okay.
你那个是属于是不直
Okay. So if you throw a curve, it means you're confusing someone、by doing something tricky and unexpected.、So for example, the Woolix threw a curve last episode by revealing that he was gay. Oh!
我会把这些剪掉的。
这集是我来剪好吗？
你以为我最后不会动刀吗？
啊，那你就动刀吧。
好了，今天我们讲了很多这个 throw， 对吧？哎，大家还记得吗？
Yes.
这个
throw in the towel，
throw in the towel 就是投降、放弃、give up，
throw up one's hands
也一样一样，就是把手举起来嘛，砰砰砰。
Yes，
交枪不杀，坦白从宽，抗拒从严。
Throw a game or throw a fight，
这个就是这个叫什么？故意放水啊，故意输掉比赛，对吧？
Yes。Throw one's weight around，
卖弄权力啊，就利用自己的职权干点坏事。
Yes， throw someone a curve，
就做点出乎预料的事情。好了，那今天我们的节目就到这里了，我们明天见。别忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3036，就可以看到今天的文稿了。
All right, that's all we have today. And remember, season three.
你这 remember 毫无意义。Nonsense.
Yeah, I know.And remember, don't throw in the towel, no matter how bleak the situation may seem.
Whoa, whoa, 如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒楼就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论五星以资鼓励。也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 alex_zq_yu， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了，哈哈哈哈。